The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello again and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And of course, every time we have Lucy Polito, the award-winning score volunteer, on with us, we have the winning combination for you. So how are you doing today, Lucy?
I am terrific. How about you, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you so very much. That's right. I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show. But of course, this show is all about score and everything SCORE has going on, and they've always got something happening over at SCORE, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's a webinar, whether it's the Coffee with a Leader presentations, whether it's the workshops, whether it's just mentoring people, they're always doing stuff, and all you have to do is reach out and take advantage of it. And with the SCORE offices open during the week, you can go over there and visit with them face-to-face. You can do things over the phone. You can do it over the internet. However you want to do it, they can do it for you at SCORE. So please do take advantage of it. We appreciate you telling your friends and family about the show. We thank you for doing that. And mainly, we thank you for spreading the word about SCORE, because that's what this show is meant to do, is to get out there the good news. And, of course, the best part of SCORE is all of the services that they offer up, all of the mentorship programs, all of the volunteers, all of the educational offerings at the only inflation and deflation proof price of, Lucy, you got to say it again.
Every week I have to say that word, and it is free.
That's right. The big F word, as Rich used to say. Absolutely no charge to you, ladies and gentlemen, and that is a big deal, because this does cost money, but because of grants and great donors, great donors and sponsors, they provide all of this at no charge. There never was a charge for the mentorship program, and when it came to the educational programs, it was a minimal charge just to cover the cost of paperwork and things that you would be taking home with you. But the main thing is, and I think we spoke about this a week or two ago, Lucy, is one of the main benefits of SCORE is it is a business school of people who have been there, done that.
That's so correct. And, you know, if people listen to the show, they've heard me say this so many, many times. We are like a university. At the end of the day, we teach you everything there is to know about business from beginning to end. And when I say that, I'm talking about how to start a business, how to keep the business, how to be successful in business. And there will come a time when you want to sell it and maybe close it out because you've are ready to retire. And we're there even for that. So it's from the beginning till the end. And that's what we're there for. We will guide you throughout the process.
Well, in fact, I think SCORE's coming up on, what, the 60-year anniversary, Lucy?
Yeah, I think we just passed 60 years.
Yeah, because I thought
as you know, nationwide, yeah.
Right, yeah. It started in the early 1960s. And it's been there ever since, helping entrepreneurs all across the country. SCORE offices you can find in pretty much every location of the country, one close by anyway. And to find out where they are, you can go to score.org. That's the national website, score.org. And there's a lot of great educational offerings there, videos. There are also the templates for all kinds of organizational documents for your business. And you can find similar things at orlando.score.org, which is the local website. That's where you need to sign up to the newsletter there, and you'll get alerts as to everything the SCORE has got going on. And for instance, just the other day, I noticed that they had a couple of webinars. One was about, I think one was about taxes, and the other one was about loans. So these are webinars that you can take advantage of, and just go to orlando.score.org. You can sign up and participate there. And then don't forget, of course, the Coffee with the Leader presentations. That's actually, those are great networking opportunities, the Coffee with the Leader. And those are Zoom events. So sign up, take advantage of them live. The Coffee with the Leader presentations are archived, as are our show, radio shows here at the website, orlando.score.org. Now, if you'd like to talk to a mentor, perhaps you can have your issue addressed over the phone, or perhaps you would like to set up a longer-term relationship with SCORE and a mentor or mentors. You can call them and set up an appointment, or once again, perhaps have it resolved over the phone. 407-420-4844 is the number for SCORE. 407-420-4844 is the number. If you call during their business hours, which is 10 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 10 to 1 on Friday, you'll get an actual person there. And if you call after hours, or if that individual is tied up, they will call you right back at the very next opportunity. So 407-420-4844 is the number. And once again, they're located in the National Entrepreneur Center over there just off McGuire in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, with a lot of other great organizations. And rumor has it, pretty soon, Lucy, we're going to have the new president of the National Entrepreneur Center on the show with us. Is that rumor correct?
That is correct.
Oh, that's
good. That is correct. It'll be next month.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to that and finding out what the plans are. And what I understand, she's doing a great job over there. But in the meantime, there are over a dozen other great organizations located in the National Entrepreneur Center. And one of them is the National Association of Women Business Owners. So we'd like to welcome to the show today the president of the Orlando chapter, and that would be Kathy Lewandowski. Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we appreciate it. So the routine we do here is the first thing we like to do is find out something about our guest, a little bit about their background before we get to what they're up to these days. So, for instance, are you from Orlando? Where did you go to school? What was your previous professional background, if any, or whatever? If you'll just kind of fill us in a little bit.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I am not from Orlando, but I did visit Florida quite a bit as a child. And I love the state. I love the Orlando area. And so about 10 years ago, my husband and I moved here from St. Louis, Missouri, where we had lived for about 15 years. And I've been in marketing for the past 30 years or so. That's my field. And so today I own a marketing agency called Action Point Marketing. But as you noticed, this year I am also serving as the president of the Orlando chapter of NAVO. So wearing two hats right now, juggling a lot, but it's all good and it's all fun.
All right.
I grew up in the Midwest and actually graduated from college with a communications and marketing degree way back in the day. So that's just a little background about me.
All right. Did you take a job for a marketing firm? What was your background, or did you start your own marketing firm right away? How did all of that transpire?
Oh, no. I had to get a lot of experience under my belt first before starting a marketing firm. My first job out of college was actually as a magazine editor, assistant editor. And then from there, my husband moved around quite a bit due to jobs and so forth. And so every time we moved, I was looking for a new job. And so my career progressed from magazine editorial over to advertising and PR. So I worked on various companies in various capacities and industries doing marketing for them. And then my career took a turn when we relocated to St. Louis, and I actually got a job in a PR agency. So spent some time doing PR and media relations work, took a little bit of a step aside from the marketing per se. And then shortly after that, again, while we were still in St. Louis, we were about to have our first child. And I learned pretty quickly after our first child was born that agency life and motherhood did not work very well. So I looked around and I thought, my goodness, you know, how do I juggle all of this? And what is best for my family? What is best for my career? And it became pretty evident pretty quickly that I could sort of go out on my own as a consultant and have a better schedule, work on a variety of clients for marketing as well as PR, because by then I had had a lot of experience in many, many facets of communications, PR, investor relations, media relations, plus marketing and advertising. And so what I ended up doing is kind of putting that varied experience to work for companies, companies that maybe didn't have a huge marketing department internally, or maybe they had a marketing department, but they needed specific help in one area. My varied background in all the disciplines became a real asset in that regard. And then from just doing some freelance consulting, it grew and grew from there. And now today we are a full service marketing agency based in Florida.
This is kind of a little bit of a reverse in a sense, Lucy, that most entrepreneurs, it is the business that changes the family. In this case, it was the family that that created the business of sorts, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it's not surprising. I think most women obviously want to spend as much time as they can with their kids, especially when they're small. I think that's, you know, obviously, in my personal opinion, that's a very important part of being a mother. So I think, personally, I think that she did the right thing. And the type of career that she chose is one that's very interesting, and it moves quite fast. It changes quite fast. So it's difficult to juggle those two jobs. I mean, the kids are growing and the whole industry is changing constantly. I believe, you know, marketing is something that just changes. I don't know. Probably, obviously, Carolyn can, Kathy can tell us a lot more about that. But in my opinion, it changes very quickly. So you have to be pretty much on your toes.
When we come back, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about with Kathy Lewandowski, who is the owner, and that is of Action Point Marketing, and the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, the Orlando chapter. So we'll continue that conversation when we come right back with more of What's the Score. We're back. And once again, thanks for tuning in to What's the Score. Got Lucy Pulido and myself, Christopher Hart, here, the hosts. And our guest today, Kathy Lewandowski of Action Point Marketing and, of course, of the National Association of Women Business Owners. She's the president of the Orlando chapter. Before we get into all that, I do have one question for you, because you mentioned that you worked at a PR firm prior to starting your own marketing firm, correct?
That's right.
So what basically is the difference?
Well, that's a great question. And it's one that I had to learn when I started working at the PR agency, making a jump from the land of marketing. Probably the best way to describe it, a marketing firm and an advertising firm does what's called paid media or owned media. And that's just a fancy marketing way of saying it's media and space that you buy. When you go buy an ad, whether it's a print ad or a digital ad or radio time, you know, you're purchasing that opportunity to get your message out. PR firms, on the other hand, focus mostly on something called earned media, which again is another fancy marketing term for visibility that you earn, for lack of a better term. So that's press releases that get picked up in the media. That's contributed articles that you write that get picked up in the media. It's being a source for an article, being interviewed by an editor for an article. And it may seem to, you know, the average everyday person out there reading media that that stuff just happens by itself. But in reality, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes at PR firms and PR practitioners where they're constantly crafting materials, crafting their stories, sending out news releases, sending out story ideas to editors, news alerts, that type of thing. So it's all about getting, PR is all about getting that, quote, free, earned media, which is visibility in the press.
Okay. So obviously, you know, you would need to know more about the press and your outlets, whereas with marketing, you need to know about who you're marketing to. Is that an oversimplification? Okay. All right. Okay. So
that's true. I mean, you have to understand your customer and your audience in both cases. But in one case, you're sort of paying for access to your customer. In the other case, you're relying on third-party media, or these days, it could be influencers and so forth to get your story out.
Yeah, because things definitely have changed. So Action Point Marketing, by the way, what is the website?
It's actionpointmarketing.com.
Okay, you spell it all out, actionpointmarketing.com.
That's right.
.com. And the marketing is you're acting as a person who guides somebody, comes to you and says, I want to advertise my little gadget here or something like that. And then you do the research for them. Is that the beginning of the process?
Yep. You know, we are a full service marketing agency. We don't focus quite so much on market research, though there are specialized firms out there that actually will do market research for a company, and they have access to way more tools than we do. But what we like to do is, you know, once a company has done that market research and once a company knows that they have a viable product that they'd like to take to market or service, and they need help getting the word out, we help them craft their message so that it communicates their value to their target audience in a way that makes their target audience care. And then we help them get that message out through the right channels, whether that be digital or print or a combination of the two, or media, like, you know, PR, that type of thing. That's essentially what we do.
What is what sort of outlets do they prefer? Do they come to you and say, hey, I want to advertise on Facebook, or I want to advertise on another social media platform or something like that? Or is that more left up to you?
You know, that's more left up to us. Sometimes clients have a specific need that they need help with, but more often than not, they're coming to us and saying, okay, We've got this new product, or we've got this service that we're trying to get the word out about. And how do we do that? What is it going to cost me? What are the best ways to go about that? Can you help me create a marketing plan? So then we're happy to do that. And we help them first with really understanding their customer. Now, some clients come to us and they already really do understand their customer quite well. Other clients come to us and maybe they really don't. Maybe they kind of know who they're trying to reach out to, but maybe they need a little bit of validation of some sort. Or maybe they need to, you know, gut check what they think. In those cases, we'll take a step back and help them do what's called a perception study, where we actually conduct interviews with their audience, with their customers, potentially some of their prospective customers, and really help create the right messages that they need to be communicating to these audiences. Because sometimes clients come to us and they want to jump right into the tactical. They want to jump right into getting their word out. But if they're not fully baked on their key messages and their value proposition, they can waste a whole lot of money very quickly. So we always like to try to help them make sure that they've got a bulletproof set of key messages and a bulletproof value proposition, and that they really know who they're going after before they spend money on marketing.
And boy, Lucy, you know, we talk about this every so often, but so many people do squander so much money, sort of spinning their wheels, not, you know, marketing properly.
That, you know, a lot of people think that marketing is very simple, right? That their message is simple and they can get that out and that will be the end of it. But, you know, there's an awful lot to it. As she has indicated, you have to know who to reach. And that's one of the most important things. You want to reach to the proper folks so that your time and money isn't wasted, no matter how you're going to produce this, whether it's an article or radio, television, whatever it is, it's going to be expensive. So you have to know how to spend your money properly and get the right message. So obviously, if you can always deal with a company that does that kind of stuff, it's going to save you a lot of money, to be honest, because what you want to do is you want to make sure you get your product, your service, you get the right message to the right people. And that's what these companies know. They know how to do that.
Kathy?
Yeah, that's right. That's well put.
Okay. What are some of the basics, or some of the, without giving away the whole playbook, what are some of the tips that, that people should know if they're, especially if they're new to this sort of thing?
Well, that's a great question. You know, once they do have the right messages, the right value proposition, and they know who they're going after, the next step is to make sure that they have a very functional, very compelling online presence. And that would include a website. And the website needs to do some very critical things for you. Number one, it needs to adequately communicate your product's value, and it has to resonate with your audiences. Okay, it needs to kind of tell the who, what, when, where, why, and how, and why should the customer care about it? And it needs to do it in a very nice, succinct way, because very verbose, wordy websites are definitely a thing of the past. People don't take time to read all that. They're skimmers these days online. It also needs to do a very good job with calls to action sprinkled throughout the website. So whether that be calling the company, filling out a form, reaching out, I mean, it's got to have a very, very clear pathway and customer journey and next step for how someone would interact with the company, how they would take the next step with the products. And so that's number one is the website. Along with that, though, is your web presence. So people have probably heard about Google by now. They've probably heard about Google My Business. You know, it used to be that your website was considered a business's front door. And while that's still true, there's something else that's really equally important, and that's the front yard. And the front yard of your business is your Google presence. So when you type in a company name in the search bar or type in the company category in a search bar, what comes up? You know, does your little Google profile come up? Does it have the correct information? Does it have the correct hours? Does it have the correct phone number? Is the logo there? Are the images correct? You know, all those things, that's really the front yard before someone even gets to the front door. So that would be really the next step for someone, you know, a company starting out in marketing, is making sure your website and making sure your online presence is up to snuff.
So many people out there promise to help you to do that. How do you know who's really capable of doing it?
Well, one thing you can do is you can take a look at referrals. And, you know, most companies that work a lot in the space are able to share some customer referrals. They can share some other websites they've built, that type of thing. The other thing that you can look for is whether companies are Google certified. Hard to say that word fast, because Google does offer some certifications for companies that go through training and really understand search and really understand all the ins and outs of your Google presence. So that's another thing that you can look for. And, you know, the other thing, too, that's helpful for companies to do is just talk to at least three or four companies or agencies and just see who you feel like is the right fit. Because a lot of times for companies that are hiring an agency or a marketing partner of some sort, it's got to be a very, very synergistic working relationship. So a lot of times companies will make a decision on which agency to go with or which freelancer just based on gut feel and just feel like I feel most comfortable with this person. This person understands me. This person is giving sound advice. And okay. It feels like a good partnership.
Okay, very good. And at this point, we'll take another break. come back, continue the conversation with Kathy Lewandowski, of course, of Action Point Marketing, actionpointmarketing.com, to spell it all out. And, of course, she is also the Orlando chapter president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, and we're going to get to that, too, find out what's going on there. So please stay with us. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Welcome back to What's the Score? Thanks for being with us today. We have Kathy Lewandowski, who is the president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, Orlando chapter, that is, and also her own business, Action Point Marketing, actionpointmarketing.com. And she was just giving us a couple of tips of things you need to know in terms of, you know, getting the basics as far as marketing goes. One, get yourself a good website, and then also your web presence. And that would be like when people Google your name and that sort of thing. And I think you were getting ready to tell us one more before we move on here. So please, Kathy, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. So after you have a good online presence, a good website that serves you well, and you've also done the homework to make sure that your key messages and value proposition will resonate with your target audience, the next thing to do would be to consider the marketing mix. So what do we mean by marketing mix? That is the mixture of tactics that you put together for your marketing plan. Now, a lot of people, especially businesses starting out, will think, well, I just need to be on Google, or I just need to do some digital advertising, and that's all I need to do. Yes and no. Yes, because digital marketing is important, and if you really know what you're doing, it can be a very cost-effective method for getting the word out and very, very trackable. So that's why people love it. Plus, as you know, people are always online these days, on their phones, you know, on social media. So it can be a very quick return and a very cost-effective tactic. So we always like to include digital components in marketing plans that we do for clients. However, it's not the only avenue. People today live in a 360-degree world, meaning, you know, they're not online 100%. They do go out in the real world. They do see billboards. They do see advertisements. They do look at mail. They do look at other things. So depending on your budget, we really do find the best results when we do both online and offline tactics. So online tactics is a mix of social media. It's a mix of display ads. It's a mix of search and all that good stuff. But don't forget about the real world, the non-digital world, and think about what other types of tactics might help you break through all the online clutter for additional impressions and additional touch points. That, depending, you know, that might be a direct mail program. That might be some little print ads in a local paper. It could be a number of, it actually could be events too. I mean, sometimes there are very high quality leads and very good business to be found at local events, at select trade shows. That's another very, very good avenue where people can get decent ROI. So you don't have to start off doing everything. You can start small and add increments to your program. But I would say don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, consider the fact that your audience is a real person living in the real world. And it does take, it takes more than one interaction before somebody feels comfortable reaching out and taking the next step. We call that impressions. We call it touch points. But I think there was a study done a while back where they said it takes somebody at least 7 exposures to your business before they would consider buying or taking the next step. And that number may vary from industry to industry and product to product, but there is some truth to that it's not a one and done thing. It's a long-term investment in your business that will pay off in the future.
Lucy, go ahead.
I was just wondering, the form of advertising or that you would recommend, I would think affects the, either the product or the service that the person is offering, because, I mean, if you're dealing with a younger, some sort of product that the younger people are really going to be interested in, I assume everything that's techie is going to be the stuff that you would recommend, I think. But how about things for the older generation? What is that? Is Google and all of that equally as effective?
Yes, it can be. You know, the older generation, they're online too. They've got mobile phones, mobile devices. They're on Facebook. They may not be on TikTok.
Facebook is probably the number one thing because they're interested in their children and their kid and their grandkids or whatever. So yeah. I would think for an older person, that's where you would go probably before you go to Google. That's my opinion. I mean, I don't know anything about this stuff, but yeah. I think.
Google and search and Facebook are two very, very good ways to reach, you know, the older Americans, baby boomers, what have you. But don't forget about direct mail. If you've got a targeted list of people and you're reaching them digitally and you need another touch point, direct mail can work very well. We're actually kind of seeing a rise and a comeback in direct mail. If you remember, direct mail used to be a very cluttered space, and then the internet was born and digital marketing was born, and you know, people started to not pay attention to their mail and they wanted to get stuff online. Well, now you're getting oversaturation online. And so people are kind of turning back to get away from the cluttered more to direct mail. So we're seeing a little bit of a resurgence in that, believe it or not. But again, that's why the marketing mix is so important, because they, you know, companies that put all their eggs in one basket with one channel, it may work for them for a while, but eventually it's going to saturate. And you're only talking to one, you know, small group of people utilizing that channel, where there might be many, many more customers and sales to be had if you expand the marketing mix a little bit.
All right. Very good. Very good. So let me ask you a couple of questions about the National Association of Women Business Owners. When did you become involved with them?
Oh, let's see. I joined NAWBO, Orlando Chapter, and NAWBO National back in the end of 2017. So late 2017, early 2018 is when I became involved. And the reason I became involved is because I really felt like I wanted to get to know more people throughout Orlando, grow our business a little bit more in the Central Florida area. And I just thought NAWBO would be a great place to do that. Networking with other women business owners, learning more about how to run a better business in addition to networking with other business owners. There were just a lot of resources there that I felt like I could take advantage of at that point.
And remind, it's been a while since we've had someone from NAWBO on the show with us. So give us a little background of the organization, how it was founded, that sort of thing, and what its goal is. What is the objective?
Sure. So the National Association of Women Business Owners, as you mentioned, it is a national organization. They've got chapters all throughout the country. There's three in Florida here, one in Central Florida, housed right at the National Entrepreneur Center, right next to SCORE.
Yep.
Great location. Right. SCORE is a wonderful, wonderful sister organization and partner of ours. But then we've also got a chapter up in North Florida, like in the Jacksonville area, and then one in No, I'm wrong. Sorry. Let me get my locations correct. Central Florida, the Tampa area is the second one. And then we've got a South Florida chapter as the third one. I keep getting Jacksonville mixed up because we do have a fair number of members up in the Jacksonville area, but they are members of the Orlando chapter or potentially the Tampa chapter instead.
So you have something in Miami or South?
Yes, in Lauderdale area, actually. Yeah, uh-huh. South Florida encompasses all that. But NAWBO was started many years ago. I don't remember the exact date, but it's been around since probably the 1960s, 1970s, somewhere in there. Back then, believe it or not, women business owners could not go get a loan by themselves. They had to have a man co-sign a loan with them. So as you can imagine, that was a big hindrance for a woman-owned business because access to capital and having enough resources to grow your business is a big, big deal for all businesses, no matter who your owner is. So that was a major hindrance for women-owned business back in the day. NABO was the organization that actually advocated for women-owned business at the government level on the Hill, and they still do that today. And they were the ones that actually got that legislation changed. So thanks to NABO, women could then go out and sign for a loan themselves to help grow their business without having to have their husband or a family member or a friend of some sort co-sign a loan for them. So just to give you a summary of the organization, it's there to support women-owned businesses. It's there to offer networking and collaboration. It's there to offer support and education for all the things that you don't know that you don't know. For example, you know, my field, as you know, is in marketing. There's any number of organizations that I can join to help me with marketing. I can join the American Marketing Association. I can join the Public Relations Society of America. There's a number of digital marketing organizations I can join to help me with my craft. But I have not found any other organizations that I can join to help me grow my business or help me with my business. Everything from HR matters to legal matters to what kind of insurance do I have? How do I scale quickly? All these other types of things that business owners need to worry about that you wouldn't think you have to worry about. NABO is a great place to get education on those types of things.
All right. Excellent. When we come back from the break, we'll tell you how you can get involved and be a member of NABO as well. You are listening to What's the Score, and don't forget to go to orlando.score.org to sign up for the excellent newsletter so you know everything that's going on at Score. And if you'd like to speak to a Score mentor, give them a call at 407-420-4844. And we'll be right back with more of What's the Score. Back to What's the Score. Thanks again for tuning in. And before we get back to the conversation with Lucy Pulido and Kathy Lewandowski, I would just like to remind you folks that good old-fashioned radio may be a good part of that mix, that marketing mix for you. And the only way to find out, of course, is talk to marketing experts like Kathy, or you can come to Salem Surround. That is Salem Media Group Orlando with a couple of great stations, both AM and FM signals. They can really put your message out in a big way and be a part of that mix. So if you'd like to find out more, you can call at 407-618-1760. Or you can go to surroundorlando.com, and they do know their way around the web and web universe, and they can integrate that message. As I said, they can help you with that mix. So give them a chance. Go to surroundorlando.com, a chance to impress you. All right, back to Kathy Lewandowski of Action Point Marketing, and, of course, she is the president of the Orlando chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. You were just telling us about NABO, and it is located in the National Entrepreneur Center. How big is the Orlando or Central Florida chapter, I should say?
Well, that's a good question. The Orlando chapter probably has about 50 members.
Okay.
And that's just in Orlando. That does not account for the Tampa area chapter or the South Florida chapter. I know that NABO itself has hundreds and hundreds of, you know, members across the country that members in Central Florida also have access to. About 50 members in Central Florida. Right now, the NABO across the country is running a membership drive, which simply means that a NABO membership is on sale. There are a number of like perks and discounts right now for people who would like to join, including, I think, $48 off the membership fee, because there's a membership fee to join. So there's a sale on that. So I would highly recommend that your readers visit NAVO.org or NAVOOrlando.org if they are interested in more information about the chapter or joining. To join, it's actually pretty easy. You just need to be a woman business owner. You need to own 51% of your business has to be female owned. And that's really the only qualification that's needed. Because companies of all sizes join, whether they're startups and small businesses or whether they're, you know, larger businesses that are 1 million or more in revenue a year. They're part of like the NAVO Circle program, which is geared more towards the concerns and needs of larger businesses as opposed to, you know, the small to medium startup, that kind of thing.
Why should a women's business owner join this group?
Well, like I said before, it gives you a lot of great benefits that you're not going to find elsewhere. A lot of wonderful education that can really help you as a business owner running a business. And that covers, you know, hiring and HR type of things you need to be aware of, to what type of insurance is needed for your business, to how do you scale quickly. So the education piece is one piece. And as a member, you get access to, you know, weekly and monthly webinars and education from NAVO National, as well as monthly lunch and learn meetings where you get to gather in person with fellow women business owners right here in Orlando. We meet at the NEC monthly for educational programming. That's a lunch and learn. Plus, we do some special events in the Orlando area as well, in addition to those lunch and learns. So education is a big piece. Networking and collaboration is another really, really big piece. So Lucy, as you know, and Chris, as I'm sure that you have seen, you know, it can be kind of lonely at the top when you're the owner. You know, you kind of feel like, well, I'm responsible for this team. I'm responsible for this business. But I'm kind of the only one around here that has to deal with the kind of things I have to deal with. NAVO is a place where you can connect with other women business owners that get you and understand you. And you have that tight collaboration because you're all dealing with the same types of challenges and successes from running a business. So I've met some of my most wonderful friends through NAVO National and NAVO Orlando. And it's so helpful. I mean, just the other day, I needed a new printer referral. And I really wanted to find a good printer here in Central Florida. I picked up the phone and called one of my fellow NAVO friends who happens to serve on the board with me. And she recommended a great printer right close to me in the Apopka area. So just little things like that. You need help. You need to hire someone. You know, you need answers to something. NAVO is members are a phone call away for quick answers for what you need. The other thing you can get is good visibility for your business. You get access to a national member directory. If you're a premier member, you get to actually offer a webinar, an educational webinar to a national network of other women business owners. There are a number of ways to actually grow your business and get new clients and customers from NAVO. And actually, this past year, NAVO has launched a women's certification, a women-owned business certification program. So there are other ways that you can actually certify as a woman-owned business. But what makes the NAVO program so powerful is that not only do they offer a program now to help you certify as a women-owned business, which can open a lot of doors into new clients and new opportunities, but they also kind of help connect new certified business owners with companies that are looking for minority certified businesses, women certified businesses. So it sort of NAVO helps take the next step, if you will, after certification to make sure that your business is visible to other companies that are looking to outsource work to minority-owned and women-owned businesses. Lucy, so all kinds of things that can really help.
Well, it's also a great opportunity to network and meet a lot of women who have perhaps encountered some of the difficulties that that particular person may be encountering, and therefore could kind of vent a little bit and maybe get some additional help from some of these folks that are there. So I think, you know, networking is always a great thing, and it's not available at all times because although there are a lot of women in business, you know, when you own your own business, it's a whole different ballgame. And to be around people that are having, that also have the same similar problems that you may be having, sometimes it's great to just talk to them and kind of vent a little bit, maybe even learn from them. So I think that's a great opportunity to have a place like that to come to and talk about it and meet people. It's great.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's been very, very helpful for me as a business owner, no question.
All right, and you say the meetings, monthly meetings, are held at the National Entrepreneur Center?
They are. It's a wonderful facility.
Well, what you got coming up in the near future, if you don't mind?
Well, we do have a meeting coming up next Tuesday, which is on May 16th. It's over the lunch hour at the NEC. It goes from 11:30 to 1, and it's a lunch and learn meeting on certification. The title is Why Certify, and it's going to be a panel discussion. We've got a representative from Duke Energy who's going to be on the panel. We've got a representative from Orlando Health who's going to be on the panel, and also a representative from the city of Orlando on the panel, all talking about different opportunities that their companies offer for women-owned businesses that are certified. As you know, there are a number of companies out there that are either mandated by the government or have diversity goals where they've got a certain amount of money that they need to award to minority-owned businesses. So that includes women-owned businesses, that includes veteran-owned businesses, that includes different business owners of color. All that is included. And but you have to prove that you're certified in order to win those bids and win those jobs. So this panel is all about the benefits of certification, what types of opportunities are out there, how to get certified, where are the best places to go to get certified. So I would highly encourage anyone out there who has been kicking around the idea of, should I get myself certified? You know, what are the benefits? What's the payoff? This would be an excellent opportunity to learn more and determine if that's right for you.
Okay. And just remember that this is the time to become a member, because you got a discount on the membership. You're going to get some perks and things. And so please, ladies, take advantage of that. And the NABO website one more time, please, Kathy.
NABOOrlando.org. That's NABO and then the word Orlando.org.
Okay. NABOOrlando.org. And don't forget ActionPointMarketing.com, her marketing business, ActionPointMarketing.com. Well, thanks for the tips today on marketing, and thanks for the info and the invite to join NABO.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you, Chris, and you, Lucy.
All right.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you, and I'm glad that you're here now and helping all these women that are trying to succeed.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
And don't forget, these two organizations, SCORE and the National Association of Women Business Owners, are neighbors at the National Entrepreneur Center, located in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. And it's a great facility. If you go there for the meetings, they have great meeting rooms, great conference rooms, state-of-the-art, ladies and gentlemen. So please check it out there, you ladies in particular. All right, and don't forget to go to orlando.score.org, sign up for the excellent newsletter, and that way you'll know everything that SCORE has got going on. And if you'd like to speak to a SCORE volunteer, a SCORE mentor like Lucy Polito, you can call over there at 407-420-4844, 407-420-4844. And until next week, that is all for What's the SCORE. See ya.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.